Hi, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
It's me!
And this is Deliberate Noise. Pride Week may be officially over, but that doesn't mean that LGBTQ content has to end, so we couldn't help but put together another hour of queer content for your post-Pride festivities enjoyment. So curl up next to your radio with your 4-liter jug of ice water, and let us help you nurse your hangover. First up, from Vancouver, we've got Snackland with their song Winona on CITR 101.9 FM.
Renamed myself immortal cause I sense a thousand portals flow through Venus's and boombox beats for circulation indigo. Kids in the studio in our room channeling to new tunes, letting spirits speak through. Pick the common thread out of the news, weave that new. I'm seeing seas in their shallow translations that lack imagination. Art is incantation where it's all in relation. Umbilical connection, no separation. Hand hold the banca, carving out a mantra. A-a-laga, para sa mga bata. Rocking Ilocana, just like my mom. I'm queer like the water, resilient through trauma. How can we move when some of us are wounded? Patience and cycles, motion and movement. All lives won't matter till black lives matter. Bound up in liberation with indigenous nations to infinity.
That is Landline with the song Ebb and Flow from Landline EP. Before that, Kim Mortal with 88 and Beyond, and Snackland starting it off with Winona. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Great picks, Claire.
Thanks.
My special guest, Claire, chose those songs especially for you.
Yeah. I love that Kim Mortal song.
Right?
Best one.
Yeah. Awesome song. And yeah, getting like Lady Gaga vibes from the Landline.
I was also getting a little bit of Celine Dion.
Oh, okay. I mean, whatever it was, I liked it.
That would be a great karaoke song.
Yo. Yeah, actually, though. yeah, that was some great local tunes. Let's continue on with some more local stuff. There is a Vancouver NB party happening real soon, next Friday, the 16th, at the Black Lab, a show featuring five non-binary fronted acts, which are Kylie V, Pale North, Me Gang, Sylvia Rath, and the Macaulay Culkin cover band. Yeah. I've said that word before. I don't know why this time reading it, it just looked like a different... Macaulay Culkin. Like that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, oh, guys, when I was reading it, I kind of wrote it like no spaces. So it's like Sylvia Rath and the Macaulay Culkin cover band. And I was like, that's not a thing.
Like, I'm just thinking, I wonder if anyone's made a Macaulay Culkin meme to do with cauliflower.
Yeah, probably. We're going to go look that up. Yeah. Let's get into a tune by Pale North, who is playing that NB party next Friday at the Black Lab. The song is called Snake Lake.
Yeah.
terrible. I am the meat and the string that ties up the meat and the paper. Water boiling over. I am the string dangling and the rock candy and the rock candy. I am the meter and the water, water boiling over. I am the string dangling and the rock candy and the rock candy. I am the meter and the water, water boiling over. I am the string dangling and the rock candy and the rock candy. Oh, oh.
Oh my god, am I in a really good mood or is this an amazing playlist?
I think it's a bit of both, Claire.
Such a good playlist.
That was Pudding with Thank You Very Much. Thank you, Pudding. Love their new album, Pop Over. Before that, you heard an older one from Pale Red called I Am the Meter. And then at the top was Pale North with Snake Lake. And those are all local bands. And today on Deliberate Noise, as I mentioned at the start, we're doing all LGBTQ playlist. Because we just couldn't fit enough in last week during Pride Week. You know what annoys me, Claire?
What?
You know when, like, usually older people, are just, like, get really, like, aggravated and, like, frustrated and annoyed about how many, like, acronym things there are. Yeah. And they're like, the T and the G and the B and the, what does it all stand for?
It's always changing. I just can't keep up.
I can't keep up. What does it all mean? And the cis and the trans, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh my God, like, shut up. Like,
yeah.
There are so many resources out there. If you, like, actually cared, you could, like, look it up and, like, educate yourself.
Yeah. Like you were able to get a driving license. You can definitely do this.
Yeah.
You know the rules of the road.
Yeah. Like, what good does it do to just, like, sit here and complain about something that, like, literally doesn't affect you?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. It's like, why are you just sitting here complaining about it? If you care, just, like, look it up. Yeah, that just annoys me. Okay, on to, let's do a fun segment.
Mm.
We've done this one before, and I couldn't think of a better name. So we're just going to keep calling it, what should I wear this week based on the weather? So I believe you have an answer. You've thought good and hard about what we should wear this week based on the weather,
Claire. Yeah, so the weather this week is, like, super hot.
Hot
as hell.
Mm.
And I plan to, for most of the week, regardless of where I am, just be wearing, like, a sweat rag and my Diva cup. That's it.
You know what? I'm with you.
Maybe a glass of water in my hand.
This might exactly be what I'm wearing right now, but no one will ever know. Let's continue with some more freaking amazing tunes. We've got some Girlpool up next. From their new album, What Chaos Is Imaginary. Girlpool's from Los Angeles. This is their song, Minute in Your Mind.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That song's called Beyond Love and Beneath You by the amazing Devours.
Whoa!
From his most recent album, Iconoclast. I feel like we've played a Devours track like pretty much every past episode, the past like few weeks. Just a really, really good album.
So professional.
Yeah, like, wow. Actually just so good. Like, incredible performer too. Wow, Devours, you rock. Before Devours, I played some Seth Bogart, song Sunday Boy.
Great song.
Yeah. Claire was like about to start crying. She's like, such a good song, such a good playlist. Seth Bogart, who used to play in a band called Hunks and His Punks. Just like awesome, like gay rock and roll. Before that, Shopping from London, I believe, with the song Shave Your Head, which would be a good idea on a hot day.
Yeah, this week like today. Would be a great week to shave your head.
Yeah, sweat rag, Diva Cup, shaved head.
Yeah.
That's the look.
It is.
That's the vibe. I think we should just keep going with some more music.
Whoa.
more
yeah
LGBTQ tunes. The next song I would like to dedicate to my dad. Happy birthday, Dad. I'm going to play a song by a group called Team Dresch, who put out albums in 1995 and 1996. They're an all-lesbian band, and they're actually still, they've actually like recently come back together and been putting out more music and are touring again, but they were really active in the 90s. And they feature a woman named Donna Dresch, and she started an independent record label called Chainsaw Records. Chainsaw began as a queercore zine, and eventually Donna put together a cassette, and from there the zine turned into a record label, mainly releasing records by queer and woman artists, kind of based in the Pacific Northwest. And fun fact, Sleater Kinney's first album came out on Chainsaw. So, without further ado, happy birthday, Dad. Chainsaw.
Happy birthday, Nina's dad.
This Chainsaw Records tune goes out to you. This is Team Dresch from their first LP called Personal Best. Song is called Content Warning Slur. The song is called Faggotarian and Dyke.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
acting like women. Men wanting to be with one another. Men touching each other.
The 31st Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this August 15th to 25th at various theaters. Join us for the best in independent queer cinema, performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. With over 100 films from 27 countries, the Vancouver Queer Film Festival is more enthralling and entertaining than ever. Tickets are on sale now at www.queerfilmfestival.ca.
Did you know that Canada has its own empress? And Vancouver has an empress too. This is Glenn Tkach, creator of the Really Gay History Tour. And right now, I'm standing outside the fabulous Commodore Ballroom on Granville Street. In 1972, here, Vancouver crowned its very first empress. And our city has crowned a new drag empress, or emprix, and a new drag emperor every year since then. The various empires of the imperial court system are spread all across North America. It is one of the largest queer organizations in the world. Canada's first court was established in 1971 by a man named Ted North. He fought valiantly to end the criminalization of homosexuality, and he even faced a backlash within the queer community from some who were opposed to his feminine persona. Within the imperial court, he was was recognized as the Empress of Canada. It was a title that even our Prime Minister acknowledged when Pierre Elliott Trudeau called Ted North and addressed him as Your Majesty. Ted North was the Empress of Canada for 50 years until he passed away in 2014. And just recently, a West End laneway was named for him to honor his courageous struggle. It's a laneway we visit on the Really Gay History Tour every Sunday at 2 p.m. and every day of the week during Pride. You can find out more at forbiddenvancouver.ca.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Splinter off in my hand. It's really not that bad. No, it's the best that it's been. You know I get so sensitive. Besides, I let it get in. I opened up my skin. No use in blaming no one. Now infection's setting in.
Mal Blum from their album Pity Boy. That one's called Splinter. I nearly gave myself a splinter putting my headphones back on really fast just now. Before that, Towel from Bristol. Feed Your Guts.
I like that song.
Wasn't that? That's such a good song. And then Tankini was right before that with the song Empathy.
Great song.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should just take a sec and just explain empathy.
Mm.
Remember yesterday, me and Claire were hanging out with another friend, mm-hmm. and she was like, I don't know what empathy, what's empathy? Oh. Remember, she was like, what's the difference between empathy and sympathy?
Oh.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I just felt like you would know, so I thought I would ask you.
God. I don't think
is this too much pressure?
Well, I think it's like, the difference between like putting yourself in someone else's place versus just being like, yeah, that sounds like a sad thing.
Yeah. I think that's like That's...
Oh, really?
Wow! I don't know. I mean, I'm asking you.
Okay.
But I think we should all try to look more into empathy and what it is.
Yeah. Nina also, it's worth saying, has the best sticker I've ever seen, which says, compassion is pragmatic.
Mm.
Another truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little... Okay, it's after six, Claire. We shouldn't even be here.
Yeah, just talking anymore. About our feelings. After six, we start talking about our feelings.
Can get really emotional here. More than it usually is. Thanks for listening to Deliberate Noise. Why did that end so quickly today? I'm upset. That was an amazing playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Not to, like, pat myself on the back, but...
It was. Best playlist ever.
I hope everybody is nursing their hangover well and had a really great day off today. Hopefully. I mean, maybe you worked. Maybe you're on your way home from work. I don't know what you did today, but I hope it was nice.
If you worked, you hopefully got paid a lot.
Mm-hmm. And didn't overheat.
Mm-hmm.
And have another really good summer week ahead of you.
Yeah.
A lot of sun. Not too much sun.
Get out that sweat rag.
Yeah. Don't put down the sweat rag. Actually,
don't put down the sunscreen, guys. Reapply.
Yeah.
Put it on every day.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Every 20 minutes I would be putting on sunscreen. And be like people in, I feel like people in Europe, they don't like spread it. They just like, you know, put it like white on their nose and just leave it.
Yeah.
We should be doing that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You want to look like a cake, an iced cake.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Cool. Before we go, I'll just mention one more time, Mal Blum playing here. Okay, here in Vancouver. KW Studios, Wednesday, August 21st. That's the last time I'm going to say it, okay, guys? You better get your tickets and go to KW Wednesday, August 21st. See Mal Blum and Kylie V. Cool. We're going to end today with some gender confetti. What a good visual. They're from Madison, Wisconsin, and their album We're Gay just came out, and I love it.
It's good.
Yeah, everything about it's great. The album cover, it's like two people in front of a rainbow flag, and they're flexing, and it's awesome. The song is called No Borders. Have a lovely evening. Love everybody, and talk to you next week.
Bye.
I love you, Claire.
I love you, Nina.
Escaping a dangerous place, setting out on a perilous road. All they have is each other, their dreams, their hopes. A caravan of women and children, all labeled as criminals by xenophobic villains. Their racism far from subliminal. No human is illegal. Get it in your head. It's an act of desperation. They are not a threat. No human is illegal. Get it in your head. It's an act of desperation. They are not a threat. You will pay for your insanity. How could you separate families? You will pay for your insanity. How could you separate families? You will pay for your insanity. How could you separate families? You will pay for your insanity. How could you separate families? No borders for the rich and their money. False promises of milk and honey. The smokescreen of the American. Embrace humanity. Respect and embrace diversity. Respect and embrace humanity. Respect and embrace diversity.